What's up, guys? I'm back. I'm to hear more.
I'm Patrick Cloud.
And this is another episode of Damn, Internet, You Scary with the microphone.
It's been a day.
It's been a day.
We filming a lot.
I'm so tired of being an adult with asthma. It is just not fun.
You know,
man.
You can lose it.
Some people did. My sister outgrew hers.
I think I have.
Well, we grew out of hers. I don't want to say outgrew her. I thought I was going to outgrow mine or grow out of mine because a lot of the people I knew when I was growing up that had asthma, even some cousins, they said they didn't have it when they became adults. So I had high hopes, but
you moved to the wrong city, unfortunately.
Yeah, that's crazy. L.A.?
Yeah. But I didn't move here until I was 27, 28. Okay. So, I mean, in college, I thought I was still going, but I've definitely had to reach for my heller post-coitus and sometimes doing it.
Yeah.
What?
It's been a while. It's been a while since I had asthma during the coitus.
Oh, my God. But I love that word. It took me a very long time to be able to pronounce it correctly, too.
What were you saying?
Coitus.
Coitus?
Coitus. Coitus.
Oh, like with a Q? Like coitus?
Yeah, I thought it was that, you know, because Farron would say it, and I'm like, how do you say that? Is it coitus? Coitus? Cletus? I can never say it correctly, but yeah.
Do you know that there are, I was just about to ask, like, are there foods that help asthma? And apparently there are.
I didn't know there were foods that would help it. I knew there were foods that definitely triggered it. Like, yeah. Anything dairy definitely is triggering.
Apples and oranges. I hear fruits are really good for it. Salmon, which we were just talking about.
Didn't know that.
Beans, Mediterranean diet, ginger, turmeric, spinach, pomegranates, tomato juice, all the stuff that you normally wouldn't eat on a regular.
Yeah, I was going to say a Greek or Mediterranean diet, basically, is what it sounds like. Well, Greek, not so much, because they love the yogurt.
Yogurt's bad?
Yogurt is dairy.
Dairy triggers?
Dairy is inflammatory, so it causes more mucus on our chest area. So I would have to let go of cheese completely. Which, as of late, I kind of like. I was one of
falling
those people.
Off cheese?
I just thought I would never not be able to eat pizza. I love pizza that fucking much. But it's not something that I can eat every day anyway, because that's what makes the love of it for it so strong. I get a chance to miss it. But now, I don't know if I need to eat pizza for the rest of my life. I might be okay letting it go.
Pizza was one of those first foods that, you know how like, your age is just like, you're like, man, I'm getting up there. But then, like, foods start really telling you your age. Mm-hmm. That was, like, one of the first foods that started doing, like, the acid reflux.
Yes, and that's what happened.
I was just like, damn, is it the acidic tomato
sauce? It's the tomato sauce.
That's when I was just like, yeah, I haven't had pizza in a minute.
Yeah, the tomato sauce will do it. And especially for me, after a certain time, like, if I have pizza, I have to have it earlier in the day.
Right.
The later it is for me laying down, if I try to have anything with a red sauce, oh, man.
That sucks. You should be able to eat whatever as you get older.
Yeah, your body should be like, fuck all that, my boy. I'll kill you.
Man, we were just talking about this before the show. I think I'm done with seafood.
Seafood specifically?
Seafood is getting gross to me. Because I remember I haven't drank regular milk in a long time, because a long time ago I saw this like a picture of like this pink milk that had like blood and pus in it, and I guess that was like
what milk really looks like
before it's all like processed and stuff. And over the years since that picture, I'm completely done. And recently, like, there's like a lot of videos of like people eating crab alive, like just ripping the head off and eating the legs like while it's still alive. There's a bunch of videos of it like escaping from the plastic. I just did a video on like lobster.
That, yeah.
Like lobster, how they look like with the legs still attached when you eat the tail. And it's just like, man, like I can't be eating these scavengers. The last few boils I had, they left the strip heads on. I just couldn't do it. They had the poop strip in it. I was just like, this is gross.
That poop strip is nasty, but I also eat ass. So
eating an ass to me is even better than eating a face.
yeah, but I mean, you know, that's how I balance it out. It'd be like, I get it, but I eat ass. And sometimes I don't mind backshot air. Like, it's that little tangy, you be like, it stinks so good.
I hate backshot air.
You hate backshot air?
That, because it kind of takes me out of it, because at first, like, it's like, all right, smells like pussy.
Yeah, sometimes.
That's good. And then it's just like one sniff where it's just butthole.
It's one sniff that's kind of like just the tail end of fart exhaust. It's not the entire fart.
No, it's not fart though.
It's just like it's remnants of it.
I think it's just like
fart got to go through the booty hole.
Right, but I think that you know how like Pringles has an original flavor.
Mm-hmm.
I think that the butthole by itself just smells like butthole.
Mm-hmm.
But then when it farts, that's when you start getting the extra stuff. That's
you
nasty.
Get a little food and everything. Yeah,
but original flavored booty hole, that's like backshot air to me.
Yeah, but I don't mind original flavored booty hole.
I like when it's
washed. I like original flavored Lay's and Pringles.
I could take yeah for sure, but I could take a shower.
Well, I mean, absolutely. I mean, absolutely. In ideal situations, yeah, absolutely, right? But, I mean, it's like, if you're on some quickie type shit, like, hey, I'm pulling up real quick. I mean, you know, but then, you know, I expect it.
Yeah.
I mean, you can always breathe through your mouth.
I mean, I think we also give them a lot of leeway because they're the ones bent over during sex. If for some weird reason, doggy style, the girls bent us over, our backshot air would be awful.
Yeah. I'll take a girl's backshot air any day over a guy's backshot air.
Our buttholes are nasty all day, but since they have the bending in the doggy style, we judge them based on their butthole
scent. You could go butts to butts.
What?
Do a tuck under.
Mm-hmm.
Depending on your length, like tuck under, and then get it through the legs, and then she just backs it to
that
it.
That sounds painful.
And then, right? So you guys are, you're both bent over, like, and you guys are, that's horrifying.
Yeah, I mean.
You got to have a lot of dick to do that, too.
You do have to have a lot of dick. And that's the thing. Ladies, can we talk about it for a second?
Because it got to go past your cheeks first.
I think all ladies are beautiful. I think big, small, tall, short. I think y'all are beautiful. And I think you're most beautiful at your most natural state. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. And I'm going to try to say this as politically correct as possible.
Okay.
But also, I'm just going to be as real as possible. The fat asses that are, you know, I want to say manufactured, but purchased, they're okay to look at, right? Mm. It's kind of like, for me, I like going to car shows, but I don't want to own a luxury car like that. Like, the maintenance that comes with a Maserati or a McLaren, like, do you realize, like, the maintenance that comes with that? Like, a lot of times these cars won't even be towed by tow trucks because something happens. They don't want to foot the liability of
it. That's
hard. It's a lot of maintenance with it. And that's what those super big asses and super big titties are like. It's like, that shit cool to look at, but I don't want that. I don't want that for...
What's the maintenance?
My point. What would like somebody having that?
Yeah, like big booty or big titty maintenance.
The maintenance with that is going to be like, you're always going to have somebody looking, right?
Of course.
So if you're an insecure male, anytime you go out with your lady or if she's out by herself, you know that that's happening, right? Mm-hmm. And when you're in a club setting or something like that, or y'all kicking it as adults, it's great. But if you go into a setting that's like a family setting, now you got to, you know, it's a different type of stare. And it's an uncomfortable feeling that comes with that.
Mm-hmm.
The way she wears a swimsuit, right? This is normally a swimsuit that covers the ass, but because she has so much ass, everything is a thong.
Stuck up in there.
Yes.
Also, it's maintenance because you have to get it redone after so many years.
You got to work out.
Keep it up.
Yeah. A lot of girls get it and then don't work out.
It's expensive, yeah.
So it just seems like a lot. I just like, that should be cool to look at, but a lot of guys, we be taking those natural titties, natural booty. I don't mind the stretch marks on the stomach, on the thighs. I don't mind the C-sections. I run my tongue along that C-section scar. Baby girl, you are beautiful without all that extra shit, and now you ain't got to fly back from some remote-ass country on your knees in a seat because you can't sit down.
With a donut to sit on?
Yeah, like, you ain't got to, like, that shit. For the real guys, we ain't caring about that. If you got a little booty and I fucked with you with that little booty, guess what?
Absolutely.
I'm still fucking with you. That don't make no difference, because every booty look good in the thong. I don't care, big or small. You put a thong in that thing, that motherfucker hit.
I don't know. Have you ever seen like a long booty in a thong?
I have.
Them long 90s booties?
I have. And let me tell you something. They look better in a thong than they do in full color draws.
Yeah, we don't know, for sure.
And full cover draws, you look like you got overalls on backwards. So, I just feel like every thongs and heels exude femininity. Femininity? Femininity, right?
I think that's it.
Yeah. And just like the sensuality of a woman, the essence of a woman. Y'all have cheat codes. Thongs and heels, because anybody looks good in that. That enhances any woman for the most part. Mm-hmm. We as guys, we ain't got shit. If you ain't got a six pack, and you ain't tall, you just a nigga. You just a fucking dude. We don't have anything that makes us sexier. Capes don't do it.
Beards are like our makeup.
A little bit, but not really, because you can have a beard. You can get your face beat as a woman. You can wear some badass makeup looking like a completely different person. If a guy can't grow a full beard, then what can you do?
Well, I mean, I guess it's the same thing. You can get a beard, like a fake beard. A beard BBL.
Yeah, but unless you're getting the transplant.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about.
There's that, and then there's like the spray shit, but then you have to do that shit every day.
I mean, I think that natural bodies are always going to win because there's something sexy about just being like, fuck it, this is how I am, fuck it. But y'all remember when fake boobies first came out and it was like the Baywatch era where they just looked horrible, they looked fake. It was like them NASCAR titties that just sat straight forward. Those got titty surgery got so much better over the years. Mm-hmm. It's really nice now. So when BBLs first dropped, everybody looked like an ant, a tooth.
Yeah.
I've seen over the years, I've seen some pretty good BBLs. And I think as long as they're not like so insecure.
You have to kind of have the body for it, I feel like.
That's what I'm saying. As long as you, same with boobs, you know, like if you built a certain way, you have to make sure you're not insecure enough to be like, just give me huge boobs because I want huge boobs. It has to be like something that looks good with your body. So I've seen a couple girls who got like a proportionate BBL and they work out and stuff. So I mean, more power to you.
More power to you. But also remember this, you might not be with the person that you're going to be marrying. You might not even met the person that you're going to marry yet. Mm-hmm. That person that you may marry when you get these big ass implants may not have the dick for that ass. Okay? Well, you got to have a certain level of dick. The average dick is 4 to 5 inches, okay? Now, you got this big old ass, and he can only get half an inch in that vagina for that clearance. Well, that's the choice you made, baby girl.
If that's who she was destined to marry, maybe he didn't have enough dick for the regular booty, you know? Now we're blaming her for his problem.
Well, I'm not saying that. I'm saying if you didn't get that ass, he could have got at least 4 inches in there.
Just like more penetration.
More penetration.
Okay.
Because that booty ass is a bumper.
Like I never thought of it like
you
that.
You gotta have long dick to get in some of these women when they get that ass like that. I'm working with just a smidgen above average peen. Okay. I know my limitations. I ain't out here, no, absolutely. I wouldn't be lying to these women like, no, baby girl, we gonna be missionarying the fuck out of this relationship.
So if dicks were next in line in the surgery game, like now there's BBLs for dicks.
Right.
Do you think that's popping off?
I think something is that. If you got a micro penis, I absolutely encourage it.
So if they can take skin from the other parts of your body?
They're gonna take it from the knee, behind the knee. That's what that smooth skin is right there. See, on top of the knee, you got ball skin.
Okay.
Behind the knee, you got that smooth skin.
Then when you wear shorts, everybody going to be like, you got your dick lengthened.
Hey, man, it's a small price to pay for the stroke gain to be better.
You got the knee shaft.
Small price to pay for that stroke gain to be a little bit better, baby. Yeah. But I ain't doing it. Nah, I'm good. I've from watching enough porn, it just looks cumbersome to be walking around with an enormous amount of dick. I don't want 12, 13 inches of dick. You 9 inches on soft?
That's crazy.
That's a lot.
That's crazy.
That's a lot of peen. That's what you doing with all that peen just on a regular day? 22 hours out of the day, what are you doing with that much peen?
You know how like when your dick first starts growing when you're younger and you're like, all right, where am I? And you do the whole like measuring thing and you're just like, man, am I big? I don't know. I remember I used to be like, dang, I'm a grower, not a shower.
Yeah.
No print life, you know? As a kid, I was like, man, I want to have a big dick all the time. But then, like, I don't know. I think I was, like, heading to a vaginal conference. I'm just calling that. I was heading to a vaginal conference, and I was already kind of on hard, and I was trying to drive. And I kept, like, adjusting. And I was like, damn, is this what it's like to have a big dick all day? And then I started accepting the grower, not shower. I'm like, yeah, I'm missing out on the whole print joke online, but it's kind of like it's more efficient, you know.
What
it's like having a smart car that can turn into a truck for off-road.
I feel like my height of my dick is the perfect size, right? Like I'm the perfect height to where I can drive a Ford F-250 and it not look weird, but I also can hop out of a Mini, like a Mini Countryman, and it not look weird. This is the perfect height, and my penis is the perfect height or size to complement my height, right?
Yeah.
If I was this height, I had a huge dick, like I would feel like a freak show at times, because I know a lot of women would only be spreading the word.
It's crazy.
To just fuck. Women be talking. Mm-hmm. Fellas, don't be thinking that women don't be, hey, such and such got a motherfucker. I've heard them. They've come on more to the story. When that camera is not rolling or those mics are muted, shit gets said. So trust and believe, women be talking, fellas. And I was like, initially it'd be fun. You know, your 20s and shit like that. You get your 30s, like, bitch. Hey, relax, man. Why you telling? I ain't even met this person before. Why do they know about my dick if I'm not in the porn or the OnlyFans industry? I wouldn't want to have to deal. It's a lot of pressure too.
That's cool. I wish like every conversation about your penis was like secretly recorded and sent to you. That'd be kind of cool research. Because it's like, yeah, you're right. Like, a lot of girls don't like huge penises. Mm-hmm. And we all, when we grow up, you just think that having a huge penis is the best life ever.
Yeah.
And then you hear them stories about niggas who get rejected from sex when they pull their penis
too
out.
Too big.
I would be devastated.
Here's another thing. And I don't know this
obviously,
for sure. It's just
happened.
A theory. It's just a running theory. I feel like guys with average penises fuck better. Because we are more inclined to try different positions, try different strokes, change up the cadence. We're more attentive to our partners because we want to, you know, please them. You think you got a big dick, you just be like, yeah, dick, boom. Be appreciative of this big dick.
Exactly.
Stroke be off or you just do this. Or you can't even get a good rhythm because you can't fit all of that inside of her. So it's like, I just run a theory, but I think guys
I think
with average penis probably smash better than
because
the super
big
dick guys.
Because I think that about, like, super, super hot women. Like, a lot mm-hmm. of times they're so pretty that
starfish.
When it comes down to the sex, they're just like, I'm this pretty. Like, get off. Like,
yeah, and, passenger and pillow princess.
Yeah,
and
like
you're the
rag
fucking
doll.
Worst.
But a big girl.
Oh, man.
They've spent their years sharpening their skills. I'm like, man, the coochie better, the head better.
That coochie stay on 150, just before
like
even.
Oven?
There's no preheating it. You don't need to. It's already on 150.
That's tight.
So if you suck the dip or suck the nipple or something like, bitch, we already at 300 in less than 10 minutes. This is perfect bacon heat, baby. This
hey.
Is we finna get to cooking. I don't like no starfish ass. Even if you can't ride good, right? You might not be the best at riding, but the back shots or, you know, from the side or the head might be crazy. You just don't be doing nothing. And a lot of you pretty chicks be like that. Y'all be thinking, oh, you're so cute. Well, you trash sexually. What? That's not like as a human being, but like sexually, you're trash. You're bringing nothing to the table. This table is bare. Okay.
That's when I was in like high school, college, I always liked girls who were like a little weird looking.
It's a strange attraction
it's
to
super
the weird,
weird.
Weird and like kind of hood chicks.
Like,
not
yeah,
super, but
like body was fire, personality was fire, but like in the looks, like there was just something weird. Just a little thing that was weird. I found that was a telltale sign for a great time later.
Oh yeah, yeah. I used to fuck with this chick that had this, she had a head on her.
Like a big head?
It was big, man. Like this, like she should have had a license for it. Like
stronger neck.
Oh, man. But that motherfucker was a fool with the head.
Mm-hmm.
A fool with the head. And I don't know if she like just, she had more access to her brain to like figure out how to do shit differently. But I had never and still to this day have ever had head like that. This motherfucker just
big
knew
head.
Shit. Yeah, she had a big head, and it was great for giving
so
head.
You had to give. You had. You...
Yeah, but now I'm gonna tell you what. That view, I couldn't see nothing past. Like I, like sometimes a chick, like you sitting in the seat, and they, you know, they blessing you with a little something, and you look back, and you can kind of catch a glimpse of that teardrop ass. You know what I'm saying? Like the silhouette.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't see nothing past the head. There was no clearance. There was no like, top of the mouth. I'm like, yeah. But I mean, sure. It was so good. I just kept my eyes closed. Sometimes you need that view as a stimulant. You know what I'm saying? Like the visualization of to help you get to the climax. Mm-hmm. I didn't. The shit was so good. I just kept my eyes closed. I didn't need nothing else. She was good at the job.
That's making me think like, I wonder, like, what the head game of, like, a girl with no legs is, you know? Because if we talk about just, like, little things that makes you better in one area, what if you got no legs?
I feel like, I don't know about the head. I know the sex would be a little more difficult because, you know, a lot of times, even in missionary, like, women lift up a little bit for you. So she's going to have to,
going between the nubs?
Arms. I don't know. I'm just talking about, like, her, the leverage. Mm-hmm. It would have to be all arms. It would have to be all upper body and her bending her torso to, like, give you that leverage that you sometimes... Well, I mean, you could put a pillow. That's off the pillow.
Also, because she's super light, probably.
Yeah. So. You could put a pillow, too.
Yeah, how much her legs weigh? Like, is that, like, a
most
smooth...
most of the body.
That's, like, a good 50 pounds?
Weight-wise, yeah.
It'd be, a third? A third?
The,
or a little
so
bit
the
more
femur
than
is the biggest bone in the body and the heaviest bone in the body.
That's the thigh, right?
Yeah.
Damn.
So you got two of those. You remove both of those. The legs are decent size.
It's a little less than half, maybe? Because the chest has to be heavy, too.
Okay. Maybe 20,
and women have titties, too. So titties be having a little weight on them, too.
2024 is about, you know, get you a paraplegic.
Mm-hmm. Nope. Leave that alone.
Okay.
Nope. Let's just don't leave that alone.
Well, you know what? I have a perfect segue. Because we was talking about sex and porn and stuff. I got a little game for all of us to play. All
right, let's go.
Even behind the cameras.
I just left the gym. Yes, I drove home from the gym with my boxer gloves on because I was still mad. I hadn't got all of the frustration out because I knew I had to come home and I had to find something to eat. But then, thankfully, I remembered that I signed up with Factor. Factor's ready-to-eat meal delivery takes the stress out of meal planning, and it sets me up for success in the new year, and that's what I need in my life. I don't have to worry about the frantic lunch rig and the prepping and all of that. Man, look, Factor's two-minute meals are mine, and it can be your secret weapon for the new year. You get to fuel up fast with restaurant-quality meals all delivered to your front door. And let me tell you something. Let me tell you one of the best things your boy loves about Factor. All of it's fresh. And when I mean fresh, I mean never frozen. I mean when it comes to your door and that box is just refrigerated, it's cool, it's chill, but it ain't frozen. It takes 2 minutes. Count it. One, two, 2 minutes to heat up. And you got a quality, delicious, well-seasoned. Look at me. Keep it funky. Well-seasoned meal. You can't go wrong with this, okay? Factor now offers loads of snack options like breakfast, smoothies, juices, snacks, and more to keep me going no matter what my schedule is like or whatever your crazy schedule might be like. Listen, we ain't got time to be doing and worrying about everything. We got a lot on our plate as it is. So if you like me, you want to make life a little bit easier, but you want to stick to those plans, you want to stick to that New Year's resolution, you want the fit and the trim body, you know what I'm saying? Get summertime fine. Listen, head to factormeals.com/DIYS50 and use the code DIYS50 to get 50% off. That's code is DIYS50, 50 at factormeals.com/DIYS50 to get 50% off your meal. Listen, do it. You ain't going to do nothing but regret that you didn't do it, so you might as well do it right now.
Okay, so this came out a couple years ago. Pornhub dropped the most viewed categories of everywhere around the world.
Oh, this is the world, not just the U.S.? Sometimes they do the U.S.
They got the U.S. in there, and that's the one that went viral. But the map has everywhere else, right?
Mm-hmm.
And some places like India are blocked out because I don't know if it's legal or...
Some government.
Yeah, some places have it blocked.
Okay, so let's do a little guessing game. I'm going to say a part of the world, and you guys have to just guess what's their favorite porn, okay? Wow. Let's start with Australia.
Black women.
Nope.
Oh.
What you think? Oi, mate.
Orgy.
You know what's crazy? Orgy is not on this list.
Okay. Like group, does that count?
Not what's the closest to that? There is no group.
Hmm.
Want me to give the options?
Yeah.
Here's the options of this whole game, okay? Anal, Indian, and that's not India. Reality, Arab, mature, Japanese, MILF, Russian, lesbian, ebony.
We're talking Australia, and it's one of those options.
All of these are every option. So yeah. Which of those options is Australia?
Doing like a matching game.
Indian?
Mm-hmm. Nope.
Anal?
Nope.
Oh, shit. Russian. I'm out.
Down under, right?
Russian.
So, Australia, straight up lesbian.
Wow.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Australians are liking the lesbians, okay? Mm-hmm. What about Africa?
Anal.
I was going to say anal, too.
Damn, wait.
I was just saying.
Why is everybody saying
anal? I mean, it's one of the options.
Why, no, were you about to say that too?
No.
What were you going to say?
What were the other options?
This one is the most obvious.
Oh.
Anal?
No. Africa.
Russian.
Why is that obvious? Ebony, guys.
Oh, shit.
Okay.
Come on. Some other land.
I'm thinking that, like, these places are picking stuff that's not readily available to them.
Right.
So they don't normally see. That's where my mind was. With the anal thing was just like, I don't know. Niggas just like to put it in the butt.
So oddly, that is what I would think for most of this. That's mm-hmm. It's the opposite of that.
Huh.
So, for example, the Middle East, what do you think they searching? I would think interracial for here, but that's
Middle
not
East.
Think.
That's like Indian?
Yeah, maybe Indian.
Arab. So, Middle Eastern,
Bush?
Their search is Arab.
Okay.
And Africa's search is ebony. Hmm. What y'all think is the most search in Russia?
Russian. Everybody just looking at themselves.
You like what
Everybody's
you like.
Just like, fuck it.
You like what you All like.
Right. So here's where it gets good. Europe.
Anal.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But France and like Southern Europe is something else.
What were the other options?
Lesbian, ebony, MILF, Russian, mature, Japanese, reality, Arab, anal, Indian.
I'm going to say mature.
Mature. I was going to say mature as well.
Mature is right on the money.
I feel like older people are more and there's polite. A lot of, and I feel like
there's a larger,
like, oh,
older
madame.
Population down there, too.
Oh, madame.
Yeah, old-ass people.
Oh, monsieur. Oh, madame. Oh, monsieur.
So Europe is listening, is watching anal and mature. Maybe both. Maybe people are smashing old ladies in the booty butt. What
I
do you
watch
think?
Some MILF stuff.
What do you think Northern and Western Europe is watching? No, excuse me, Northern and Eastern Europe.
Do any of the topics overlap, or did you mention all the topics?
I did not mention either of these two.
Okay.
Oh shit. Wait, did we say?
We said mature.
We said mature.
It's kind of on the lines of mature.
Did we say
though.
MILF?
MILF. MILF. Yeah, I said MILF. Yeah.
MILF and reality is mixed in. So right now, Europe is looking like a mixture, mainly anal, but they got mature, MILF, and reality.
What's reality in terms of...
Is that amateur?
Reality,
VR, is that like...
I don't know. I've never typed in reality, but I would assume like, is that... I would either think like people just doing it themselves...
I thought that was amateur.
Yeah.
Or amateur's not on here. That's why I was thinking that. Or
do they call amateur reality?
Reality pornography is a genre of pornography where stage scenes usually shot in cinema
So it feels like a so it's
setup.
Got a story
like
black
raw
kind of yep.
precedes okay. sexual encounters.
So what do you think they are?
Oh, it focuses more on the story than just sex, basically. Reality porn.
Ah, so some
they got some
scenario.
Storyline, yeah.
Some scenario. Okay.
Shit's trash to me. Fucking
Japan.
Alien.
Skip. Japan, Japanese.
Japanese.
Mm.
I was going to say hentai, but that wasn't on there as the list.
Yeah.
So
here's the three most interesting to me. Canada, America, Mexico, Alaska, and South America.
So Alaska gets separate from America?
Yeah, but these are all of these are just between three.
Okay.
South America, if you've ever seen Brazilian porn, it's probably obvious.
Mm.
What do y'all think South America is?
No. I don't know if I've seen Brazilian porn or just Brazilian women in porn.
Yeah, that's what I was talking
about.
Oh. I don't know. They be trying to put it in the butt, too.
Anal.
Yeah.
Anal?
That a lot of Spanish guys love butt, that butt sex, bro.
Loving place. Everything that has to do with Brazilian women or Brazilian porn is like in the butt, farting, porn, like just, yeah, wild stuff. All right. Canada. Canada and Mexico are the same thing.
Mature milk?
Mm-mm. Reality? Nope.
Japanese.
No. Anal Indian, reality Arab, mature Japanese, MILF Russian, Indian? Lesbian, ebony.
Indian?
Lesbian.
Nope. I haven't seen Indian. Indian is purple. I don't see Indian on here. Huh. Must be a small part of a small place.
Lesbian?
Lesbian.
That's what I said.
She did say
oh, my bad. I didn't hear. Yeah. Canada and Mexico are watching lesbian porn with Australia. Yeah. Now, you got... Now, America and Alaska... Well, I mean, Alaska's in America, but they all got the same stuff. What y'all think Americans are watching? Think
I was
going to
say stepsister, but, like, that didn't come up.
Think about it. America.
Black. Ebony.
Ebony. Mm-hmm. That's why this went viral in the first place. Nobody mm-hmm. really cared about that other stuff. Mm-hmm.
The founding fathers have found their way back to that sweet black coochie.
The sweet blackness.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to black
can't
women.
Can't let it go, can you?
Shout out to black women.
Shout out to black women, man. Come ain't on. Nothing like some black vagina.
America's it is amazing. Pornhub is just like, man, it's crazy keep on with the black stuff.
A lot of women... do not like the way vagina look. They're like, oh, I hate the way it look. I vagina.
Every woman I know
vagina,
that
so, watches, so beautiful.
Every woman I know that watches porn is they watch lesbian porn.
I know a lot of them that watch gay porn. Farron watches gay porn because she's like,
ain't that lesbian? Porn? Oh, you mean like
no,
men?
No, like
yeah.
two guys?
Yeah, like two guys. Because she's like,
why?
For her, it's about the real penetration and about
what's
it
what's
being,
fake about the other way.
I don't.
Well, it's not,
well,
a, whole,
it's not a real.
Yeah, it's not
penis.
A real penetration in, yeah. in lesbian porn.
Oh, but yeah. what about
it could be
boy
it could be
girl.
Ribbing. Ribbing is where they just rub the coochies together.
Oh, that's cool. I like watching that.
I like that too. Yeah.
It doesn't look like it feels good though, but
yeah, I mean, if like I would imagine that
yeah, it just seems like it's visually. Yeah, it seems like it's just visually what we want to see. But
no, I think because ribbing just like scissoring, you're rubbing it, get it, so it's not. It's not constantly.
I heard that's not a real thing. It's just a porn thing, though. But
Oh, like women ain't getting scissored out here in the real streets. Mm. Y'all tell us in the comments. Y'all really?
Hey,
is scissoring happening?
Oh shit, she ain't. I thought she was gonna answer because I was gonna give her. Oh, maybe this is.
Is that a
hey? Real quick, explain why you like watching gay porn again. I was trying to explain it to Pat, but I forgot.
Hi, Farron.
Oh my god. I don't even know if I can explain it. It just appeals to me.
You explained it to people before I heard you say it.
Yeah, I know. Because it's something about, like...
A man.
It was the dominating thing, right?
The power, yeah. Mm-hmm. The power, the strength that that man can use with each other.
The strength?
Yeah, they be a little rougher.
Yeah, I was about to say, how hard are they...
I ain't never watched. I ain't know these niggas. This shit look like an anime scene. They fighting in the fucking bedroom. He slammed her down.
They're not
be still.
They're not sensual with each other.
No,
that's the lesbian porn. They're like overly sensual with that. I feel like gay porn's overly.
Gay porn is just.
Yeah. Okay. Butt. Cam made the point. He's like, is it because lesbian porn is like they're overly sensual and gay porn can be like they a little rougher?
Well, I guess.
Question.
It can't be. No, I've gotten I've seen some gay porn that was sensual, and it still appealed to me more than lesbian porn has.
Do you when you type in gay porn, do you also specify race? Do you be like ebony gay or white gay?
Ebony is only for women.
Ah, what do they call it in gay? Is it black?
BBC?
Yeah. BBC? BBC that's, on BBC? Yeah,
that implies a woman, does it?
BBC it? Square? No,
that's just, I mean, I guess.
BBG, big, black, and gay.
Okay, you want to be on this episode because I called you, I was trying to talk about porn.
Thank you.
Oh, shit,
okay. All right, bye.
Thank you. That's some real insight right there.
Yeah, she. I don't. Yeah, she loves that, and she loves hentai. And then it's another one with.
I don't get that. When I was a kid, I did that. I watched that all the time.
The one with the tentacle. She loves tentacle porn too.
Which is part of hentai.
Whoa! Yeah. I didn't. I don't think I've known anybody that clicked on that. I remember that was like that was like step brother, stepsister. Now, like every time you went, it was just the whole main page was half that, and you had to be like, oh no, I don't want to watch that. That's what tentacle was back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
But I used to watch hentai.
She put on this one the other day, and I kept getting distracted because the tentacle, like they were wrapped around the chick, and then one of them went up.
Was it the real coochie. One, the CGI one?
Like the CGI one.
Real?
It went through her.
Well, people have like dildos that are shaped like it and that kind of stuff.
Oh.
It's crazy. It came out of her mouth and shit, and she was just like, oh.
It went through her pussy and
But
whoa!
The other ones were still wrapped around her, but her breasts were exposed. And he's still fucking her, so it's going in and out of her mouth, and it's still fucking, but her breasts are still shaking, too. So, like, it's ultra-realistic.
What?
But it was like,
I didn't know they were killing her.
No, it's just like, it's just super.
That's murder. Now, do you ever see what the tentacles are attached to, or are they just, like, random tentacles coming from off-screen?
Sometimes it's both. Sometimes
I've never
it's
seen
like
the thing.
A thing. You might not see all of it.
But is it a humanoid, or is it an octopus?
It's like the Thriller.
That's what I was thinking. So I've only seen, like, you have to use your imagination.
Some squid monster.
That's so crazy. I could never do that. Especially, like, the ones where they'd be, like, tied up. Like, I can't watch porn that seems like the woman isn't enjoying it. That seems like they're trapped. I don't get it. They'd be, like, tied up and
rope. There's a big group of women. And fellas, if you're still listening, this is where you really should fucking
you're still
take.
Listening.
Because sometimes, like, they're like, oh, these niggas talking about dicks. Let me get the fuck up out of here. This is where you really should take note. There's a big group of women who would love to be dominated by their partner. There's a big group of women who have wild sexual fantasies. Some including even the R word play.
Nope.
But they would only feel comfortable doing and saying this with somebody that they are completely willing to relinquish all their trust within. And I've said this before. When a woman likes you, she'll do almost anything for you. When a woman trusts you, she'll do anything for you. So it's much more than just like getting a woman to like you and, you know, getting her flowers and stuff. If you really want to build that bond with your partner, show up for them in ways that no one else has. Show up for them in ways that she did or he didn't know that you could. Show up in ways for them where they don't expect you to. And you get that trust and you and your partner would have a bond that is damn near unbreakable. But a lot of guys won't put that same work in. When you already got the person, you know, you kind of put it on cruise control. We've all done it in relationships or marriages. But when a person trusts you, when women trust you, bro, they get women are, and obviously there are always exceptions to, you know, this statement, but women will out freak and out fuck men damn
almost
near every day of the week.
Yep.
Farron has said some shit to me that she wants to do, and I was like, I don't think I'm ready for that. We don't even need a safe word. We're not doing that yet. We are. No. Well, no.
Can you say one of them?
No.
I just figured out what you meant by the R word. And
yeah.
See, I'm okay with nasty. I'm okay with domination. But once it gets into R play, break in and do this, I don't even want to physically do that.
Yeah,
that's
what people who are like
run for the hills.
Way deep in the alt life and shit like that. But there's also, I mean, like, I would never do that. Same way I would never do knife play. But I know people who I'm very cool with that are very cool with knife play. Taking a blade, running the smooth part across somebody's neck, taking the sharp part and just creasing their skin or drawing over their skin. Like, this is, I mean, there are so many levels to the spectrum when it comes to alt. Mm-mm. And everything is not like surface level. Nothing is surface level. There are always levels to this shit. I as wild as y'all think I am vanilla in a lot of the rooms that I've been in. Mm. I'm hella vanilla. I'm like, yeah, dude, this is like,
you
ain't that's it?
Nothing.
That's oh man, you know.
You don't play with knives.
Listen, knife.
I had a
play,
woman ask me to do that.
Scat
hold the
play
knife to her neck while we were fucking. I was like, nope,
man.
Never talked to her again.
This one chick I was following on my burner account on Twitter, she used to sell everything. Peed on panties, scat play panties, whoa, all of this
scat?
Shit.
Scat.
Scat. You've had a pet before. You know what scat is.
Ski bop bop beady bop beep beady beep bop.
Not Al Jarreau scat. Poop.
What's scat is like... animal poop is sometimes called scat.
Oh, I didn't know that. Wait, yeah. Animal poop?
Yes. Yeah.
What animal?
Like birds, well, just owls. You never heard of owl scat?
Hell no.
Yeah, yeah. All animal poop is basically referred to as scat.
So are there animals involved in
scat? No, scat is just poop play, but they just say scat instead of that.
What part of freakiness is that, though?
Bro, it's so...
Are they eating it?
No, you got to understand, like...
I think it's a smell
thing. With art life
shit... Oh, my God!
With kinks and shit, it's a lot of times about shit that you're not comfortable expressing. And a lot of times that shit brings you joy in ways that you wouldn't think. Like, some people like to be belittled, demeaned, and scat play or peeing on them or putting them in a cage or putting a collar around them or walking them around a room is a chance for them to only experience being the person that's not making decisions. Like in Malcolm X's book, his biography, he talked about how he would go get white men, take them back to this madam's house, and then take them to the woman, and the woman would, you know, dress them up like a baby, spank them, step on their neck, do all of this belittling, demeaning shit to them because this guy runs this Fortune 500 company or this big company, and all they do is make decisions at home, and they can't go home and ask the wife to do this because the wife will look at them crazy. You want me to what? Dress you up like a baby, put you on my knee, spank you, stepping on it. And so they get these kinks off with these other people. A lot of it is about the power control, even with like the dominatrix and even with the R play. It's not so much about.
And it's the fantasy I could never do this anywhere else.
Getting to do this, and that
there's no consequence to me doing it with this person who's not going to say anything.
But to me, that falls into like an escape room. Like, put me in prison and I'm going to try to escape because I don't want to go to prison for real. I don't see where the sexual part comes in. I could see that being like an experience that they want to. But it's like, are they getting cussed out? And they're like, oh, this is hot. Like,
some
I'm hard.
Yeah. Some people, yeah.
That's the thing.
Huh. Like, if you talk and like, if like, may I have some water? Shut the fuck up. How do you address me? Madam Bliss, I please have some water? You have some water when I fucking say you're going to have some water. And for them, it's a rise to like, see if I can ask again.
I got to ask.
Or would she give it to me this next time? Oh, I love how she fucking checked me. Like, that type of, like, think about it like this. Like, I've never, I'm. So, head is something new for me in the sense of, like, enjoying it, right?
What?
Head.
What do you mean it's new?
Like, I always looked at head like an appetizer on a receiving tip, right? Mm. I love going down on my partner, right? But when it came time for her to return the favor, I was like, ah, it's cool, don't worry about it. Part of it was the shame in my mental, what I had associated with it. She's on her knees, she's in a subservient role, in a position, and I never really come from it. You're gonna be down there forever. I feel bad for you down there. Now I'm in my head, ah, this is awkward. It's okay, let's just fuck, right? I just got to a place where I'm comfortable for it because I just got to a place within the last couple of years that I realized there are a lot of women who not only like do it, but they get turned on when they do it. Mm-hmm. I've had a woman actually orgasm while she was giving me head. Part of it was from her playing, and part of it was just from like me allowing it to happen, me grabbing the neck, the hair, making her look up at it, you know, doing other little things with the, you know, tool. But it was, I didn't know that. And one of the first ways I had to learn how to release control was fair and literally we bought this restraint thing that goes underneath the mattress and it restrains all of your limbs. And so she had me on a bed tied up like that and she left me. She went to go take a shower.
What?
She got out the shower. She went downstairs. No, I was just there. Right. She had a music playing.
Wait,
she
legs had, too or just arms?
Arms and legs. Oh, right? And it was about...
It's medieval torture.
It was about releasing control.
Mm-hmm.
And so she would come and check me out, how you doing? I was like, shit, I'm good. I ain't worried. She was like, okay, you're not ready yet. So she'll go and do something else. And she come back, how you feeling? I'm like, I'm chilling. Okay, cool. She'll go and do something else. Then she come back, she'll be like, how you feeling? I was like, I'm ready for you. She was like, now you're ready.
How long was that
probably about 30 minutes, 30, 35 minutes. I was just Damn. Tied up, listening to music, watching candles
listening
jump.
Listening to music is funny.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, but, can you put next? I don't like this song.
But even that, though, as much as I am, you know me, you've been to parties, but I got my speaker everywhere I go.
Yeah.
She didn't let me pick the playlist. Ah. She took control of everything I would normally be control of in that situation.
That's crazy.
To make me submit. Mm-hmm. And it was the way that I learned how to start and join head. I wasn't worried about how long it took her because I can't move her head away. I'm tied up. I'm sorry. I couldn't like shake away because I'm tied up. So it taught me how to be submissive in that position, which I needed help in because I would have never started enjoying it before.
These are things that you probably can't really convince somebody on paper or just by talking to them.
No,
it's like it sounds like things that you kind of have to be shown or thrown. I mean, not this intense, but have you ever like tried to get somebody into something, not sexually, just period. It could be like a musician or whatever, just some type of hobby, and they were like not really into it. And then when you just played it for them or you like, you know, they did it, then you were kind of just like, nah, they don't really like it. And then afterwards they're like, that was so cool, right. You know, because they just had to do it and they didn't really have a reaction. It sounds like a lot of this stuff is
it's actually
stuff you have to be introduced to.
It goes back to the whole trust thing. When people are trusting or they, you know, are able to let their guard down, they're more able to receive what you're trying to tell them. Mm-hmm. If I just have this conversation with a random person on the street, we just start talking about sex. First of all, sex is a very uncomfortable conversation for most people, right? So they're all being like, I don't want to hear this shit. So first of all, you have to get a person to a position where they're able to receive what you're trying to tell them. And that's why, you know, I've been to a lot of, you know, orientations and meetings and sessions and things of that sort where it's like, hey, we're just going to get to know each other for this first hour. Go around, talk to somebody, meet somebody new, boom, boom. And they're like, okay, cool, this next hour we're going to play some games. So go meet somebody new and talk about this and whatever, whatever. And then when you get to that point, then you're ready to have a conversation. All right, so guys, this is what this is. This is what this involves. This is why people like this. This is the difference between kink and BDSM.
It's like a seminar?
Yeah, all of that. Yeah, it's a lot of this stuff because it's more so about getting the information about so you can make an informed decision than it is about converting, convincing people to try it. It's you don't know what is available until, like, you had never heard of scat play. Mm-hmm. Some people have never heard of water sports before. Are they thinking water sports is something else? Water sports is not jet skiing, baby.
I've heard of that.
Water sports is something completely different, but you don't know what you might like or what you may be interested in or that your little kink or your dirty little fetish is completely on brand with what that genre of kink or fetishism is. Because there's a group of people that like the same shit. You're not weird. You're not out of your mind. You just haven't discovered your tribe yet. And that's okay because you haven't been exposed to this information. So don't always turn a nose or a blind eye to when people are talking about sex, especially when it's not like just like, oh, man, I was fucking this bitch this one time. That, okay, I get it. But it was like, I experienced something new with my partner this one time because we went to this play party and we had never even heard of X, Y, and Z. And so we watched it first. And then when they don't, we left, we took it home and we tried it. And was like, oh my God, this is amazing. So it's all about who's giving the information, how they're presenting the information, right, and you being comfortable enough to either hear it, receive it, take it back and try it. But first of all, you have to have that level of trust between you and whoever that person, that presenter is, that you're getting this information from. That and you have sense. To have a willingness to learn. Like, a lot of people are like, you feel like you know how to fucking, this all it is. Hey, all right, man, live your life. You know, just know that there's other stuff out here. You ain't never got your dick sucked when you was getting one of your big toes sucked, too, at the same time. You ain't live life.
I haven't lived life then. You think that it's like, oh, you met a woman who's into some crazy stuff and she just brings you into it, which is, I'm assuming that happens a lot
too.
But it sounds like you're talking about like organized like situations where it's almost like showing something and then experiencing as opposed to just like, I do it, you should do it too. It's like a,
yeah, it's never
it
like
seems
that.
Like
it's
a very organized way to do
it's
it.
It's so many ways for people to become erotic and also achieve a certain level of satisfaction. Like, one of my homeboys, he makes money reading erotic novels, okay, and people subscribe to him just for that.
He don't write them?
He don't write them. He reads it, and then he'll stop at a certain point, and he will start giving instructions for what he wants the people listening to do to each other.
Did you nut yet? Chapter 2.
But it's like, bro, who would have thought that that is a stream of income?
I mean, that makes sense. It's like a horny mukbang. It's just like, hey, pull up. You know, get your shit off. It's like basically audible. Is he explaining to them what they want, what his audience, he wants them to do to themselves while they're watching?
He has some for solo play. He has some for partner play.
Oh, okay. So he's not just reading it for y'all to do whatever. He's being
not
specific.
Not just the audiobook.
Yeah, not just the audiobook.
Yeah, interactive. The there you go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's interesting.
Man.
I would do that. OnlyFans coming soon.
Hey, man.
Like you would read it and tell me what to do?
I think I would just read it. I'd be like, free range. Do whatever the fuck you want.
You would be amazed at the people that we know in the same group who read audiobooks. But
read?
Central audiobooks.
Like on for content, or they just do it on their own time?
They do it to get paid.
Really?
Yes.
Is this like a, would this be like an OnlyFans thing?
Or do they do it through like Audible? And
it's just the audio.
So it's like a legit, like people want audiobooks of a certain thing.
Yeah, like they read the audiobooks, but if it was like, Selena stood there while, and I'm not going to do it as sexy as this person, Selena stood there while Steve ripped her blouse off. He grabbed her heavy bosom and shoved it in his mouth.
You don't have to have the rights to the book? You could just do audiobooks for whatever?
You can read a book. I don't know the legality of it, so I can't really speak to that. But I know that they do some books, and I think some of it may be original wordplay. But there are sites where you can like submit yourself to be able to read these books.
Yeah, and some audiobooks are real. I mean, fiction like that is real. Those are real materials that people want audio versions of. So there are companies that'll be okay, we'll hire someone to read it so we can give this to people.
Oh, so it's a book that doesn't have an audio book yet.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I didn't know you could read other people's shit as content. I want to do that.
Yeah.
New stream of income.
Well, I don't know if they get paid like on a personal page, but they get paid from that company that they submitted food. So that company
pays. So it's like it'd be the
it's
same
like
as
job.
You it'd
okay.
be the same as you reading The Night Before Christmas, and then they sell that and someone can download it and read it. Or
I'm gonna start reading stuff like that, sexy. So. Night Before Christmas.
You're gonna get fired so fast, bro. Hey, this is a lot of fun, man. I think you guys are more interested in it. I want to give you some homework. Go to I'm kidding, I have nothing. Just do your research. Because everything's not for everybody, but it doesn't hurt you to start exploring what you do like. You and your partner, go watch some porn together. I guarantee most people have not expressed to their partner what they actually like. They might have an idea of some of the shit that you like when it comes to watching it, but you probably don't know everything that your partner likes. You have one of those nights where y'all just stay in and say, hey, this is an isolated event. Let's just be completely honest and transparent, and I'll pick something that I really like, and then you pick something you really like, and watch porn together. Learn what y'all like. Learn more about your partner, because I promise you will be surprised in a lot of instances.
Watch porn together, guys. That's your homework for us.
Yeah, man. Saving lives out here. The fuck you thought it was, bro?
That's fun, though.
It is. You get to learn. Like, oh, you like this shit? I'm like, yeah. A lot of guys like, man, my chick ain't into that shit. You be like, all right, man, let's watch the porn, and she pulls up three lesbians. You be like, you
Hell
into
yeah.
this shit? I'm like, yeah. Just got to be with the right people. And you ain't showed me that I could trust you yet to do it. Like, all right, bitch, don't do all that. I just didn't know that you like.
This isn't why we're here right now. That's later.
As always, ladies and gentlemen, I'm to hear more.
I'm Patrick Cloud.
And we'll see you on the next episode of Damn Internet, You Scary.
Bye, guys.
Happy fucking.
Happy fucking.